Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the Guardians tonight. We're joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. Alex, how are we doing today?
Doing okay. I was better last week.
Well, that makes sense. Is that just about results, or is that about some of the players who left last night's game? We were just discussing this, Rafael Devers, Garrett Whitlock each left. Whitlock called it precautionary after the game. Yeah. Devers, you said, might get some imaging done after the game last night. What's the latest on their situations?
Yeah, actually, Rafi's feeling good. There's a chance he'll play tonight. I'm just waiting for him to show up. We actually push everything back today, batting practice-wise and all that stuff. So the medical team is going to check him out, and if he's a go, he'll DH. With Whit, he just got here. They're going to check him out. But that's what's going on right now with me, you know, like everything that is going on, and you got to move pieces and build the lineup and how we're going to manage the bullpen, right? Right now we're in a position, it's been what, there's going to be 13 straight days in a row, including tomorrow, a lot of close games. So the usage of the bullpen has been up there, you know, and we are a little bit banged up in that area, right? Some guys were going to be down today, and that's where, you know, it comes into play. That's the part of managing.
I want to get back to that, but I wanted to ask you about, it seems like in a couple of the games now, there are these small mental mistakes defensively, whether it's Devers ending up in the outfield and not getting called off by O'Neill, or whether it's Cassis trying to, that's more of an offensive error, but trying to push the envelope, as you said.
I can walk you through all of them.
Yeah. Okay, so it's on both sides, but it's these small mental errors. Do you find any common denominator that you're able to identify with these mental hiccups?
I want to say inexperience, but at the end of the day, we have played the game for a long, long time. It's just a different stage, right? And sometimes it's like feeling the pressure of being in the big leagues and try to prove a point, or just, you know, thinking the wrong thing. You know, like yesterday, Cassis was very honest about it. You know, that's a bad baseball play. The other day, it was bases loaded with Kenley, fly ball to center field. Hammy lines up third base. Rafaela goes to first, and Neto tags from first, and that's the winning run for the Angels. And stuff like that is the ones that, on a daily basis, you sit down with these kids, you know, with these players, and you show them video and you talk to them through the situation. I think I said it yesterday after the game. I've been saying it for a long, long time. You know, the value of 27 outs is real. It's real. You get 27s offensively, you get 27 defensively. If you give more than 27 to the opposition, they're gonna cash in. If we get more than 27, we're gonna do the same thing. But if we are giving outs away in the base path, you know, the other day, you know, Casas takes off. There was another one. It was a bug move with Valdi at first. He gets picked off. There was one with Wong. We went first move. That's on me. You know, we're trying to take advantage of the situation. But at this level, those mistakes, they're going to cost you, you know, and we've been very sloppy. And it started in the West Coast. You know, I know it was a good one, but towards the end, there were a lot of mistakes, you know. Those are the ones that we're always talking about it. We talk about it in spring training, but at the end, we have to do it at 7 o'clock. You know, at 5 o'clock is great, you know, the machine work and all that stuff. But at 7, we have to do it, and so far we haven't done it.
Yeah, and it's something that last year was sort of an issue, too, with the infield defense, to be sure. Going into this spring, obviously Trevor Story was healthy, and his injury caused the domino effect. But I guess were you anticipating maybe that there was going to be some more kind of growing pains like this to start the year?
Not the way we play in spring. I think, you know, Casas was better. He's been actually good at first base. We know about Valdez, you know, his lack of range is something that we know. You know, this is a player, he's a good offensive player that is going to make the routine plays. Hamilton, it feels like the game is going fast right now on him. He was able to slow it down a little bit yesterday, but he's a lot better than this. And that's our job. You know, Rafi, we know Rafi is here to hit 35 and drive in 120 and make the routine plays. He's been okay, especially to his left. But just talking to them, the outfield defense, it has surprised me because I do believe we're a lot better than last year. Abreu with his arm. Yesterday, we talked about that situation down the line. Just catch the ball, throw to second. No, don't put pressure on yourself. So disappointing, to be honest with you, surprised too, but we can't stop working. You know, we got to keep going. Today we'll do the same thing. We'll talk about the mistake that we made. We got to be better at this, and hopefully it gets to the point that we just play.
So we're talking to Red Sox manager Alex Cora here on Jones and Mega with Arcan on WEEI. It's time for our Sherwin-Williams question of the week. Sponsored by Sherwin-Williams, you can ask Sherwin-Williams how to bring color to your life. Our Sherwin-Williams question of the week is from Al Doyle at the Al Doyle Company, and it ties in with what we were talking about. The error last night, Casas picked off second, some of what you're discussing here. You mentioned some of them are on you, some of them are on the players. Do you feel like your message, just to say we got to do this at 7 o'clock, do you feel like that's getting through with the team?
I believe so. It just, we have to do it. You know, we have to do it. And we, like I said, we're young. I understand that. And, you know, we're going to make mistakes. And, you know, we just got to keep teaching them, keep talking to them. And hopefully we can slow down the game and then go. But I do believe the message, you know, they understand what I want, and they're trying their best.
You were talking earlier about your, as you like to call it, your pitching structure and how much you're going to have to lean on the bullpen. How much are those pieces moving right now in terms of what you're looking at and little injuries like we saw last night?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kenley yesterday, he struggled. They're a tough matchup for him, especially they put the ball in play. You know, they don't swing and miss. That's what the Guardians do. They got one of the best players in baseball. Everything is around him. You put the ball in play, put him in play. Also, Ramirez is up with the bases loaded, and he'll do what he does. Chris, we know, has been a little bit banged up the last few days. Wiser, usage-wise, he's been up there. So it's a work in progress, you know, a lot of moving parts. Bernardino has been amazing for us. When he came back yesterday, we had to stretch Joely because of where we were with Whitlock going only four. The good thing is that rotation is doing an outstanding job. You know, what I asked them to do in spring training, going five or more, they've done great. Now we got to figure out the last part of the equation, you know, and if we do that, we're going to be in good shape.
Your starters getting frustrated at all? You know, I mean, they're putting
performances out there. They don't play that game. I mean,
no decisions, I mean.
No. Like, they hate to come out of the game, which is awesome. It's been happening since I got here in 18. But they understand that you go as far as we want you to. And so far, they've been amazing.
One more quick one. And we were talking about this right before you came in. It was a play in the fifth inning last night. Abreu bobbles ball in right. Jimenez comes around to score. He's initially ruled out. He ends up being deemed safe because Connor Wong is blocking the plate. Do you think, I mean, number one, did you think that was enforced properly last night? Number two, what do you think of the rule?
We know why the rule is part of the game, you know, the Posey rule. He got hurt a while ago and they decided to go this route. I don't think he was blocking the plate. I think the throw took him that way. I understand why the rule is part of the game and we have to protect our players. That one I don't mind at the plate. The one as a middle infielder that I really miss, in a sense, is like the hard slides at second base. You know, let athletes be athletes. You know, they know how to get out of the way. And, you know, we should let runners try to do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. He's Red Sox manager Alex Cora. He joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline inside our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio each and every week. Alex, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Be well.
All right. Alex Cora, as all our guests here on Jones and Mego today, are brought to you by the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio here and your New England Ford dealers. During your truck month, you can get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 straight years, and the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. Yes?
Arcan, don't feel bad.
That was pretty bad.
Don't feel bad. I thought he was going for it.
I put my hand
Arcan,
down.
No, Arcan went for a fist bump, and Cora just walked away.
I got left hanging like old laundry.
I didn't see it.
Cora had a whole doc crew. When he came in, I went to go give him a handshake, and he just like completely Tom Brady'd me, like turned to the side and was talking to someone on the doc crew.
I was fumbling around for a read.
He's
like, hey, right here, put her there, pal.
I was fumbling around for a read. I didn't even see it. Well, maybe you saw it on Twitch. Maybe the Netflix cameras picked it up. Maybe that'll make the Netflix special in 2025. Look out for Arcan getting left hanging there by Alex Cora. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's get to the Bruins, too. They got what they wanted, right? Isn't this what we wanted? We'll get to it right after Trending with Arcan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.